hunters and anglers are voicing concerns about the possible sale of hundreds of thousands of acres of public land in Utah and Nevada. GOP Representatives Celeste Molloy and Mark Amadei have introduced a last-minute provision to a federal budget reconciliation package, which would allow public lands in both states to be sold to local governments or private buyers. Supporters say it would help address the housing shortage, improve public infrastructure, and it would allow industries to expand their presence. But Devin O'Dea with Backcountry Hunters and Anglers says the decision sets a negative precedent.
This process, this way, and budget reconciliation is not the way to go about this, particularly because it circumvents established laws that dictate when public lands are sold, that money goes back into conservation and access through the Federal Land Transfer Facilitation Act.
O'Dea says the proposal will bypass that law and send money straight into the general fund. Representative Molloy says her amendment is a small provision in what has been termed Trump's big, beautiful bill. She adds, unlike Nevada, lands in Utah would be used to build needed water projects and infrastructure as the state's population grows. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants to pass the legislation out of his chamber by Memorial Day. Representative Molloy calls Washington County one of the fastest growing counties in the nation. However, she adds that 82% of its lands are federally managed by the Bureau of Land Management, making it difficult for local governments to find space to develop. O'Dea recognizes her concerns, but argues that because the amendment was introduced at the 11th hour, there was no time for debate. He calls that dangerous for democracy.
Democracy is founded on having a difference of opinion and discussing it and then voting and moving forward.
According to recent polling, a majority of voters in Utah oppose giving up control over national public lands to state government. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.